20 Day Fiancé.
Hello, I am the owner, proprietor, manager, operator of Club Sweet 16, the all ages club in Hollywood that was shut down in 2003. But you know, at a time, it used to be where the top of the town, the absolute, the kid stars from all over.
Go to prey on children?
No, just for places, you know, kids for like the kid from Seventh Heaven, Matthew Gallagher, I think that was his name.
Seventh Heaven.
Who played Simon. He would be there. Who else?
Staring back at me.
Seventh Heaven. Shia LaBeouf. Michelle Trachtenberg. I mean, it really was a who's who. And it was shut down because it turned out there was a bit of what they call Molly dealer who was operating out of there. I don't know. It got murky. Anyway, I got out. My name is Sophia Alexandra. Thank you for having me.
Sounds weird that you, as a teenager,
mm-hmm.
ran a club for teenagers.
Yeah.
How did they let you do that?
It's just called having a good adult voice on the phone. You get a lot done like that. That's all you got to do.
That's fair. That's fair.
Be confident. That's what being a con person is about, having confidence.
Mm-hmm. You said it.
Mm-hmm.
Hello. I am
Hi.
The proprietor and inventor of a nightclub in Hollywood called the Dirty 30. Ooh. You can only go and party there if you are turning 30. So we shut down pretty quickly.
Right.
All it took is 1 month of not a lot of people turning 30. And then we had to close down. I am Miles Gray.
Well, you had a very, very aggressive aesthetic in there, which I think just turned a lot of people off.
If it's called Dirty 30, you expect pictures of spread out assholes on the wall. Is that not what you think of when you hear Dirty 30?
Yeah, but you didn't also have to make it smell like an asshole. The wall looked like asshole skin. The whole thing just felt like you were in an asshole, quite literally.
Excuse me for trying to provide an experience.
No, that's fine. I mean,
it was
quite
immersive,
literally.
Okay.
Exactly.
It was the original
immersive.
Avatar.
Thank you. And you know, for some people, I guess it was Pandora. For others, it was the worst circle of hell is, the asshole circle.
Wow. Ouch. Okay.
Anyway, so
I think that was before my time, you know, because now everyone's into ass eating. You're a real herb if you don't. And like, you know,
right.
I would have done really well had I done this now. I just didn't have the foresight or the foreskin. What's the butthole skin called?
The butthole asshole trim? I don't know. Yes. Well, anyway, that's not what this show is about, because we're not doctors. We're disgraced nightclub owners that are just talking about this show, 420 Day Fiancé.
And usually 420 Day Fiancé is a podcast where we discuss our favorite reality show, 90 Day Fiancé.
Oh, yeah, right. I forgot.
And all of its various iterations, and we do what we're elevated. But guess what, bitches?
Oh, shit. What are we talking about?
We're talking about Married at First Sight.
Yes.
AKA Married at First High. Today, we're talking about Season 9, Episode 1. What's that called, Miles?
I have no clue. No idea. The first thing I wrote down was Charlotte.
I didn't, because it was like, I don't know, introductions or meet the
cast. Who gives a shit? It's the matchmaking special. I mean, I don't think they have clever names at this so early on, because it's so, you know, it's like, hi, this is how we do it. I'm Pastor Cal.
I love Pastor Cal.
Dr. Pepper Schwartz. You know, I love
How do we not laugh at the fact that her name's Dr. Pepper? People just low-key every time skip that over that. I would never stop giggling at it.
I love Dr. Pepper.
Be like, is your sister diet Dr. Pepper? All right, I'm off the show. Okay.
Yeah. So for people who are like, what the fuck are they doing? What is this? Look, we we watch these shows still, and we might as well just talk about them because where's my 90 day? And what are we going to do? Withhold our conversations and our high level thinking about these reality shows? No. So we're going to pivot to this for a moment. Okay.
Yeah. But this show. K-1's voted. This was all above board. So Married at First.
And I don't mean to get defensive. About it. I'm sorry.
So yeah.
It's been a long couple of years. Okay. I'm sorry. Just finally, just trying to relax my shoulders. So this show, for people who don't know, as they put it, it's a bold take on arranged marriage. You know, what we do is we're three people who are playing God and Legos, Lincoln Logs, and we're just going to match pieces together and be like, oh, yeah, that's going to work because I'm so into worshiping myself. There's no way this could go wrong. And we have our three experts.
Dr. My dream Pepper, would be to have this job.
Pastor Cal. And Dr. Viviana, who had to take over for what Dr. Jessica, because Dr. Jessica started fucking one of the past people who was on the show whose lady was being fucked up.
Yeah, here's the thing. They weren't fucking. They legit got married.
I mean, they got married, yes.
Like,
I'm sorry.
Like, it wasn't just a hookup. No, this was a long-term relationship. And she started dating him because he got married at first sighted to a real fucking bitch. And everybody, while we were watching that storyline, were like, she is heinous. Even the doctor, like, she got mad on his behalf. And I think that's how they fell in love. Because he was like, low key, this doctor cares more about me than this bitch I just married. So,
God, low key.
High key, that season is high drama and I love it.
So this one, we're starting anew. We got new doctors. Dr. Viviana seems chill. And in this thing, you know, this episode, it's just all about like whittling down like the fucking 9 trillion people from the Southeast who wanted to participate. And I guess all over the East Coast. And when you see like the line of people, because like they start off by showing you the casting process. My first thought is like, wow, look at all these people who I don't know if they are truly believe that this is the way they're going to meet someone or they are truly wanting to be on TV. Yeah, yep. I'm not sure. I want to believe there's love because you know me. I'm such an optimist. I like to think that like, you know what? These people really, they think that this is the way to the promised land of marriage. And then other people, you just look at them and they're like, you know, they look like they're going to the nightclub or some shit. And you're like, okay, well good luck to you, sir or madam.
I mean, I think the weird thing about these shows is it's like the people that apply either so badly really want love or so badly really want to be on TV. There's not like a middle ground there. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
So you're either going to get someone who's really like, I'm going to be committed as fuck to this marriage. Or they're like, oh, I just am committed as fuck to trying to get my 5 minutes of fame.
Oh, fuck yeah. Yeah.
So it's like a really high like opportunity cost for the gamble.
Yeah, but I mean, you could walk out there with the love of your life, or maybe if you have enough followers, some sponsored content. You know what I mean? Get that spawn life.
You could be selling that detox tea if you're lucky.
Oh, fuck yeah. It burns the fat. That's what you do is you drink this and then it melts your body.
Look at the diagram. Hi, I'm famous influencer. Okay, hold on.
Oh my God. What about home?
Hi, I am scientist Angela May. Okay, hold on, let me start over. Hi.
Wait, okay.
Eat this tea.
I'm sorry.
Did I get it?
No, you didn't. I don't even know how many.
Did I get it?
No, we don't even know who you are. We don't even know who you are.
Okay, I have upwards of 15 followers, so now you're just being rude.
Well, that's okay. I'm sorry. She's whose daughter? Okay, fine. I guess we'll do it. No, I was just thinking of homegirl on the latest season of Married at First Sight, who was like, I don't know, I'm just trying to be on TV. I don't really care. You don't like people like that. But yes, there are people trying to do it all kinds of ways. And they narrow it down to basically from 100, men and 100 women to then 50 men and 50 women, then down to the final, what is it? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. How many couples? 5 couples?
I think so. And also, let's mention that in all the seasons, they have never done a non-cishet couple.
No, no.
I don't even know if they've done an interracial marriage.
They did. Yes. Oh, wait, no. I'm thinking of that other one, the one from Netflix.
Yeah, that's not this show.
Yeah, Love is Blind. I know. I know. I was like, yes, I did see an interview. And I was like, that's that other one.
You're because thinking of Lauren and whatever the white guy's name is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're so exactly. freaking cute together. And yeah, that's Netflix's Love is Blind.
Please still be together. I can't.
I know. I need this.
Just anyway. So they go through all these people and they go through some questions. You know, they want to talk about like what's some matchmaking things. Like, let's talk sex. You know, are you a pleaser? As they interview some of these contestants or prospective contestants, a cuddler, an initiator. One dude is like, yeah, you know, I can basically stay hard forever. That's my superpower.
Dr. Pepper, she's like making him spell it out. She's
was it her doctor? Oh, was it Dr. Pepper?
Yeah, Dr. Pepper's like, by endurance, do you mean that you can fuck all night long with your big dick? Dr. Pepper, we all knew what he meant by endurance.
What is
your problem?
I know you have the same questions too, honey.
She's like, are you sexually open? And the person's like, yeah, I consider myself open-minded. And she's like, okay, so what I meant was, are you into double penetration? Would you ever consider someone stomping on your nuts? Like, I just mean ballooning. The regular questions that a bride has.
Parachuting, how do you feel about that?
Please stop, Dr. Pepper.
Okay, I just want to know. Is it going to look like a windsock after or not, after a night with you? Oh, what? You know what I'm talking about, honey. Google it. So Dr. that's turning Pepper into CIA was, Debbie.
Yeah, she was out of control on this one.
The people now that they start zeroing in on, we start seeing some people. The first person is Raven, who is 28. And
this is a waste of time because Raven doesn't end up being on the show.
He doesn't?
No.
Oh.
That's why was like, why are they wasting our goddamn time with
Raven? Okay, I was like, first of all, that is so Raven for starters. And then I realized I don't remember this person because I feel like I saw part of the season and this did not ring a bell. And Hark the Raven, Nevermore, they're... Nevermore was this couple between him and Maitland. I did like his setup though, which was because either way, I treated it like he was going to be on it. Because when I saw him, I was like, okay, who the fuck is this guy again? He comes from a history of arranged marriages, and his backyard, first of all, is a gym with van seats as lounge furniture. And the whole thing is like a fucking sick, like a really nice version of a prison.
I just was like, when they decided that Raven wasn't ready for a relationship, it was based on the fact that his apartment looks like every guy's apartment that you've ever been in. I just thought that was kind of fun to be like, oh, I'm so sorry, Raven. You're not ready for a relationship. I'm like, tell that to literally every man from the ages of like 18 to 42 in Los Angeles.
Why? What happened? So bad, like, relationships.
Like, he didn't not like he knew people were coming and he didn't like it's fine not to make your bed, but when your bed is like a rumpled nest with like grease stains and your ass didn't even put up a poster, like I'm not even saying a poster in a frame, which God knows you should already have if you're gonna go poster, but no posters even. His ass is like, yeah, I've been meaning to do laundry.
That's like, cool.
Yeah.
I don't have a towel, but you can use that sock, though.
Dr. Pepper, actually, that's not a towel. I went ahead and braided my pubes and sperm together. So just go ahead and maybe don't touch that.
God. Who are you dating? Someone making sick ass, whatever. Anyway, so Raven's not in it, thank God. And we move on to someone who is in the show, Iris, who's 27.
How cute is Iris?
She's so fun. She's so like,
I think she's adorable. I like on the application where she was like, my greatest feature is my long legs.
Yes.
I was like, you're so cute. Everything about you. I was like giggling alone at my house.
And I think Dr. Pepper is like, was it Dr. Pepper, I believe, who says, so, but on a scale of 1 to 10, what's your openness sexually? And she's like, oh, 0, because I'm a virgin.
Yeah.
And she's like, so no sexual content. She's like, I've never had a penis inserted in me, I think is what she said, penis. And I was like, I appreciate that pronunciation a lot. And
I also like how adorable she was about clarifying. She's like, no, like entrance, I think is what she said. She's like, I have not been entered by a penis anywhere. Penis. Like she was penis, being really clear.
No penetration.
Like, no anal, no penetration, no oral penetration.
Nope. Not even a hand roll. None of that. A footy. Not even one with the back of the knee. Nothing like that. No weird stuff. But grinding in bike shorts? Maybe. That's not in the Bible.
Hey, the Bible said nothing about dry humping.
Her whole color is yellow. I like how she's like, oh my God. So when Dr. Pepper is in her house, she's like, so this is yellow. This is, she's like, what's that? She's like, my energy. Like, I'm just like, I'm yellow. I'm here. Hey, like, see me. I'm out here. Yellow. Wow. She really needs to have sex a lot is what I believe. She has virgin brain where the horniness causes weird hobbies and interests, like being all into yellow and saying I'm yellow and I'm like vibrating.
That's
at yellow.
Not a hobby or an interest.
That's a weird totally vibe.
No, it's not. I totally knew what she
That's
meant
virgin
when she
brain.
Said that.
No, she got virgin brain. She needs to have sex. I'm sorry, my honor. It's just,
I mean, I agree that she needs to have sex, but I don't think it's because she loves the color yellow.
My honor,
I went into that bedroom and it was all dolls up in that bitch, I'd be like, yeah, she needs to get fucked ASAP.
My honor, I would like to bring Iris to the stand for a thought experiment, my honor. And I would say, Iris,
you may
please
approach
close your
the
eyes
bench,
right now.
My honor.
Yes, Iris, please close your eyes right now.
Okay.
And I just want you to think about just all of, just get into your body and relax. Just breathe in and then exhale.
Okay, now
think of all your emotions.
I'm sorry.
Now.
I only would inhale and exhale like that with my husband.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. So just please keep going with me.
I'm sorry, I can't.
Okay, please close your eyes. Okay, please. My honor, she's not being cooperative.
With a stranger. I'm so sorry.
She has virgin brain, my honor. She can't even breathe, my honor. For starters, and I haven't even got to the good part yet, my honor. So, Iris, I'm going to have you close your eyes, and I just want you to think of, just think of you being happy. When you're happy, what do you see?
Yellow,
what do you see?
Yellow.
Okay, yes. Mm-hmm. And who was someone you really had a crush on when you were a teenager?
Big Bird. Why?
Okay, great. So I want you to close your eyes and think of Big Bird. And how does Big Bird make you feel? What is that feeling like?
It's like so yellow. Oh my God. Mm-hmm. It's like yellow downstairs.
Right.
Just fucking yellow.
My honor, case closed.
Just explode.
Got virgin brain
everywhere.
Just shooting. Oh my God.
I was talking about sunbeams.
These sheets are ruined.
They're dirty.
But no, I get it. Yellow's a vibe though too, because she does have a nice pure energy too. But she's I also adorable. Just feel like I feel like sometimes yellow is a way to describe, like, I'm very yellow sometimes. So you should have sex and you won't die. Don't worry. For anyone but out there.
Also, if you're not ready, don't.
And oh, I of course not. To be of ready. Course not. But don't do it if you think a spooky ghost is gonna like do something to you. You know what I mean? For having sex. That's not a good reason to not have sex.
How do you explain the ghost that lives in my vagina then?
There are a few. We can talk about that if you want.
Ooh.
Because I have a few theories, you spooky.
Pussy.
Oh my God. Oh, it's so cold suddenly. I hate coming to pool parties at her house. It's really chilly. Okay, so okay, let's talk about Greg. Greg is someone who is another person who is he owns a math learning center. Oh, Iris, just to give you background on her job, she works for like a Boys and Girls Club, and she works with kids who are like need to think about like post graduation, post high school careers and things like that, and education. So she does like a great, great service to the community. She's like completely selfless in her work. It's amazing. And then we get to Greg and you're like, okay, this guy's interesting. He has a math learning center. And his whole thing is like, look, if you don't fuck with Christ, I don't fuck with you. That's the thing, baby.
I don't fuck with you. That's the only way
you're getting this dick. And he seems to have a good head on his shoulder, on his shoulders. He believes that he's kind of like, yeah, I've been through it. I've had some rough relationships. I believe that you truly need to like love yourself before you're able to like love someone else. So I was like, oh, okay, look at you, Greg. You seem to be, you know, an experienced person. He has a motorcycle. That's a nice quality. I don't know if you appreciated that part.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
They also set Deanna up as the person that he's going to get with, because she is also super into God, very Christian, and to both of them, God is at the center of their relationship. Like,
yeah.
So it makes sense. She has 2 degrees, owns her own house, but she's been single for 10 years and is a little bit like, I don't know if I know how to be in a relationship. Yeah. That's my vagina ghost warning her about what could happen.
I'm sorry. I know, girl. It ain't right. But yeah, she's very accomplished. I thought she was almost like she has 2 of everything. She's like, I have 2 degrees. I have 2 houses. I have 2 cars. I have 2 dogs. And I have 3 gods wrapped in 1. Break it down. But she says, you know, she's also, I like how it's realistic. Yeah. Cause she's like, I do self-sabotage. Mm-hmm. I tend to overthink things. I'll idealize situations and they won't become realistic. So that causes problems. So yeah, she seems like, you know, her and Greg, they're just sort of like, they seem so stable. Like, yeah, you're like, yeah, these people do seem that they are in the perfect spot to be married and probably to each other based on these shared interests. And they already look like someone's like auntie and uncle. And he has like the...
I was going to say they kind of look alike. Like they look like they already are a couple.
Yeah. And he has like
when you see 2 people walking down the street who are a couple, you're like, oh, of course. You two motherfuckers make so much sense together. They're both like very like square and sweet.
The way you're doing your arms, like they were like Disney characters or something.
Yeah.
I'm walking down the street.
I was doing extreme arm swinging to indicate how square I was.
The thing that tipped me off to him though was that he had like that little bar set up with a lot of flavored vodkas, and I was like, okay, so this dude, he likes to turn up a little bit, you know, like he's, look, Christ didn't say, you know, Christ did turn water into wine, so best believe I'll be mixing these fucking Svedka whatever the fuck vodkas he had.
All I could think of is my tweet where I said, if he got marshmallow vodka at his place, he a predator.
Ooh.
That does not bode well.
It's for a mixed drink. It's for a mixed drink I like to make. Anyway.
Yeah, don't buy like birthday cake flavored vodka if you're a man. Like, I can't trust you if you do that and you have that at your house.
That's not good.
I just feel like you're trying to trap a child and I don't like it.
What if it just tastes really good? It's really yummy. If you try it, it doesn't even taste like alcohol. Just have a sip.
So are you sipping on a little bit of s'mores vodka right now?
They're fun. If you do it with Frangelico, it really tastes like a s'more. Okay, we got to go for a break and we'll be right back.
420 Day Fiancé. America's so fucking tight. America.
And we're back. And let's talk about Amber? Amber? Where are you, Amber?
She's a tiny, tiny teacher, tiny tomboy.
Oh, Amber.
Her mom English teacher. Fell in love with another woman and left her dad. She was seven.
Mm-hmm.
And that's given her issues, and she gives too much. And she seems sunny and kind of, I don't know, sporty.
Yeah. She seems like someone's like, you know, like, do you have friends who like end up with like a boyfriend, girlfriend, romantic partner? Like if you go to like a music festival, like suddenly like they pull some random and they like, they're booed up and you're like, where the
oh,
fuck
yeah.
What did you yeah. pull this? The fuck was that? You know, like people, I have friends like this. They go out single and then suddenly they're like making out with someone. You're like, what the fuck? Okay. And that she kind of seems, her vibe is like someone like at a crunchy hippie music festival who like would suddenly be like, hey, this is Amber. Like we just met. And I'm like, oh, hey. I'm like, what the fuck is that?
She's so Amber. Fucking granola and exactly the type of thing you like meet at like Burning Man and then like
but she's like really
introduced
cute
to your friends and then like everyone's like, yeah, she's cool, I guess she's
yeah, she's like
now.
Kind, but then you're like, where the fuck did she come from though? Okay, Amber, like cool, like, and they're like, who's that? Like, I don't know, that's just like chick now, I don't know. Shout out to all the Ambers out there and all the I remember I went to Outside Lands, the music festival in San Francisco, which is I'm probably my favorite music festival. Like I would go nearly damn near every year for a while. And my one friend knew some girl there who like had a dog, like would sleep in a dog bed. Like she would bring a dog bed around with her. Like just to like throw down places and just take like a quick nap because she got like she just like on the road a lot, throws down a tiny little dog bed. I'm not joking, like the thing was
what are you
big.
Saying right now is this
I'm talking movie? About no I'm talking about people music festival people like Amber. She just reminded me
a
of
dog this. Bed
yes what? I know, that's what I said. She's like, it's easy. She's like, it's a soft thing. You can travel. She's like, trust me. And we were at my friend's house. He had a dog bed and she showed me, she got right in it. And she's like, yeah, just like that. I fit right in it.
How tiny is she?
She was like 5'2". Enough that you were weird. It was pretty like breathtaking to
yeah, like
be able to
fit in the bed. Did she?
She did. Full fetal.
Is it like when Ariana Grande sat on that stool?
No, this was more amazing than this. This is nothing. Ariana Grande looks like a giant compared to when this little lady curled up into a dog bed. Anyway, so shout out to all the Ambers out there. So yeah, well, her man that she gets hooked up with. Because she has a man too. And she also knows Raven, actually, we find out. Her and Raven are actually really good friends. Just makes sense. That tracks. They eventually pair her up with this guy, Matt, who's 31 and a baller. And he has been traveling and playing basketball internationally, but has not been able to find someone.
I don't trust him.
Yeah. If he
he's one came of those home, guys that thinks that he's like smart and deep, but he's not, you know what I mean?
Yeah, because he wears glasses. He'll put like glasses on. He's like, oh, yeah. Shit. Like,
and then when I saw him playing an acoustic guitar, I'm like, that's a fucking rap.
If you ever see a dude who doesn't wear glasses, like, and you're able to watch them put glasses on for the first time and see their reaction, if they ever go, oh, shit, fool. Oh, okay. Whoa, look, bro, look. Uh-huh. Yep. Uh-huh. Dude, I look fucking like a fucking professor, dude. That's trouble. That's what happened to this man. He has that kind of thing where he's like, when I put the glasses on, I am deep. And the other thing, guys who play like ball internationally, like who don't play in, you know, the NBA. I know some people who've played in Japan or other places. It's a hustle. It's a grind to play out there. And sometimes you have a chip on your shoulder. Sometimes you don't, because really you want to play, you know, the dream scenario would be to play in the NBA, but you play wherever else you got to go. And I wonder if he's also kind of like, he's kind of got this like weird, I don't know, chip on his shoulder too, where he's sort of like, yeah, now I got to figure out the next phase of my life where I wear glasses that I got at a Rite Aid.
Yeah, just don't buy his whole act. Like, I bet his favorite movie is Crash. He's like, it's just so deep. It's about a lot of people's lives intersecting. I hate that guy.
That's what it's like. And that's what, like, when you think about it, like, crap. Anyway, just think about it. I did. Check it out.
Yo, seen that movie, The Blind Side? Thought it was really powerful. Just want to mention it right now. Just thought it was really
so wild
stuff.
Dude, because like without that white woman, like that guy would have died.
Yeah,
like, and that shows you like racism is not a thing.
And like, she let him sleep on her couch.
She saved him.
Didn't even care that he was black.
She saved him.
Like, the couch is totally cool, you know what I mean?
In a way, like, he owes her, but like he doesn't. It's, but like he does, because she saved him. I don't know.
Like, the point is, she's like a white angel.
Yeah.
So
I don't know. It's like,
I don't know. I don't know if you ever seen that movie.
That's what it seems like.
But Sandy Bullock's up in heaven, obviously.
He comes down. So who else? Elizabeth. Another person who's very interesting.
Hey, I love her because this bitch is crazy and messy.
She,
and I love everything about that. And I call her crazy in an affectionate way. That I call myself crazy. I'm like, you know what? Yes, we are extra, Elizabeth. And sometimes when our hair color is that red, that is a red flag.
Quite literally, just letting you know.
Yeah.
If you see me, please just get out the way. I'm trying to let y'all know.
You just knew that she was going to be messy as hell when one of the first things she says about herself is, I don't have a mean bone in my body. Never in the history of time has someone not mean said that about themselves.
Oh, for me, is when she said, I'm an account executive for my dad's company. I was
boy. I wrote, I work for my daddy. And then she called her, Dr. Pepper called her a little bit of a princess.
she felt like, really like bad about it too.
And Dr. Pepper, I'm like, if she said that, you know that she, her princess level was up to like a 15. If Dr. Pepper mentioned it, you know?
Anytime a woman is holding a chihuahua and talking about themselves is a bad look. And you, like, the second I was like, oh right, this is, she's got it all. But you
what
know
about when Dr. Pepper is like, has anyone ever called you annoying? And she's like, yes, big yes.
Mm-hmm, big yes on that one. Gigantic yes. The other one was, I like when people say, like, which is what she said, you know, it's just hard to find someone that can like handle my energy. That's really just like, that's kind of the issue right now. It's like really find, it's really, really hard to find someone like that who is a combination of dead enough inside and slightly kind of into it at the same time. So that's what I'm looking for, Dr. Pepper.
She is a trip, and you can tell that it's going to be wild watching her get matched.
Mm-hmm.
But they're matching her to Jamie, who honestly, if there's someone that deserves Elizabeth, it's fucking Jamie. Because the list of this dude's requirements for his mate, they cut like 15 times during him listing. And this bitch was still listing trait.
What kind of shit was he saying? I just tuned him out because I was like, he's so boring.
Thank you. We said it at the same time. That's a
I'm
double
a tech consultant. Yes. Well, the algorithm doesn't work on this show, but you know what? Let me just.
Yeah, hey, it does.
Wake up. There it is. Yeah. Okay.
That's how much is that? What is that?
125,000 points.
Yep. Okay. I see that too. Okay, great.
Mm, this the algorithm's flexible. It's literate in multiple languages.
We're so
smart for making this thing. It's really, we don't give ourselves enough credit.
We really don't. It's like scientists, like a lot of people would just be pleased with being scientists, but mm-hmm. you know, me and you, like that just doesn't hit for us.
No. We're explorers as well.
More, you know,
we have to push boundaries. Jamie, I like there was a moment when Dr. Pepper had to read him for a moment when she noticed something about his guitars. Because at one point, the people go and check out everyone's houses, and Dr. Mm-hmm. Pepper looked at, she said, how many guitars do you have? Like three or something?
I just remember her digging in Elizabeth's
song
drawer. I do not remember the guitar thing. All I remember was her being like, wow. Let me finger all your thongs. It's
no,
for science, for matching you better.
The thing was sort of like, oh, so when she's going to Jamie's house, she notices his guitars and she's like, oh, okay, so you've got 9 guitars. And he's like, yeah, I started like three weeks ago. And she's like, okay, so you started 3 weeks ago and you have 9 guitars. Okay. Okay.
Huh. I don't know.
And it was like very, I mean, I exaggerate the numbers, but it was sort of like, that was sort of what she was kind of getting to. She's like, oh, so that's great. So you do that. You do it 3 weeks and then you buy 9 guitars.
So would you say you jump into things head first?
No.
Say that.
No. Do you want to buy some Tahitian noni juice? Like a lot of it? Or goji berry supplements? Or Herbalife? Please.
Oh my God.
Please, Dr. Pepper, please. I owe so much money.
Will you buy 10 chocolate bars so I can support my school's athletic program?
Please, for my 9 guitar a week habit that I have. Can't stop, Dr. Pepper. I just want to play Wonderwall over and over again. Then we get to Keith. Who is the...
is fine. Meow. Okay, can we just be like...
Alley Cat, you're activated. He's
first
also...
First time I woke up the entire fucking episode in terms of attractiveness. Well, no, because Iris was hot, but it's like she... Virgin brain, you're right.
Yeah, you know, it's like that look in their eye where like Disneyland still hits different for them. You know, you're like, oh, bro, you need to fuck, man. You wait till
you're like, Space Mountain is good, but low-key, try fucking one time.
This
actually,
shit.
Man, I wish I was on Space Mountain right now.
All right. Well, he's also, I don't know, to me was also a bit boring because he's so good and decent. There's nothing... when you see, he's like, yeah, he's a high school and middle school basketball coach and a mentor. And he seems very kind and patient and like a nurturer. And I'm like, come on, man. Like, where's the guy who's like, I make stuff with wood. I'm still like, you know, kind of finding myself.
I think you're wrong. He's to me gives like huge player vibes. And that, like, the whole I'm super serious thing is like a cover.
Well, you know what? I'm sure
when you tell women what you do for a living and you look like that, like, the panties just drop so fucking quick. And then remember how Dr. Pepper found like a shit ton of Magnum condoms by his bed. And she was like, you're just bragging. And he's like, I mean, I don't know what you mean bragging. I mean, he's like, just having the hugest dick on earth bragging. I mean, I guess so, Dr. Pepper. I guess that I'm bragging.
I mean, I have those. That's my wish drawer because I wish they would fit. They're just too small for me. So I look at that and with longing, I just go, one day. But so this is the thing you always wonder, because on this show, on Married at First Sight, one of the first hurdles that the couples usually have to get over on their way to success, not that they always do, is that they usually have sex at some point. Because like most marriages, you are having sex of some kind.
A lot of people also feel uncomfortable like signing up for a forever commitment, not knowing if they're sexually compatible.
Exactly. And that makes sense too. Like that, you also be like, man, what the fuck am I doing? And like, this is so weird. I'm not trying to fuck. And then be like, yeah, we fucked. And I'm on TV. Like, but also like, I got to think about the sponsored content. If I want to get one of those cool air filter machines, then yeah, all right, fine. But that's one of those things they have to get over. And for these two, is Iris going to be willing to dial her yellow up or down as she needs to open her heart? Is she going to trust the process? Can she do it? Or is she going to be like, I don't know. Like, you're kind of weird. I think you brought too many Magnum condoms with you. You have one suitcase that's just Magnum condoms. I'm really worried about just your idea of packing, but yeah, we'll see.
I feel like with Iris, it's like they're not really clear about how much sexual experience she has. You know, I think it's one thing to be like, someone's a virgin, but it's another thing to be like, oh, well, she's had sexual relationships with people. Like, she hasn't had sex, but like, she knows what pleasure is, or she likes the whatever. But I don't think they're going to get into that, because they're like going to just put her together with Magnum condoms and just see the fucking explosions.
Do you think Magnum is going to be able to be patient? Because that's what Dr. Pepper and them say. They're like, we like them together because he works with small children. He's patient. So that should keep his horniness at bay.
I don't think that transfers.
Yeah, I was like,
patience with children doesn't like transfer to horniness patience.
Well, I don't know, but I know.
Like, I need to,
I almost
nut.
Made a terrible
like
joke,
I love but... kids, but I still need to nut, you know.
Yeah, or she's like, you're just in an environment where you can't be horny, so obviously he's patient with his horniness.
Like, yeah, and it doesn't...
Dr. Pepper, you know, because you can't walk into a school all charged up.
Yeah, he's not like popping wood while, like, he's counseling a fucking basketball team or whatever the fuck. Yeah.
Dr. Pepper, no. That's not the same thing.
Maybe it's finger just... a few less thongs and maybe just figure out.
Yeah, just get your head in the game, Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
Magnums is here to fucking smash. Magnums is not here to fucking play on the sidelines on his wedding day. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, especially because as I said already, he is fine, and I'm sure he's used to like fucking.
It's funny.
Right off
I'm,
the rip.
I hope they have sex during the course of this show, because you know we're going to see that moment where their face is completely different after having sex the first time, you know, because they'll be like, so we had sex, and like,
she's going to let it happen.
If they do, you know what I'm saying? Like, whenever you can see there, you can always see a marked difference in someone.
Oh yeah.
Who's gone from never having sex to suddenly having sex for the first time. And if that does occur in the course of the show, you know, cause they're going to produce it where it'll be like, you know, the sexy nighttime shot, and like they close the door and it's like little fade, and then it comes up and it's like, so last night we had sex.
Now they'll be like, I don't kiss and tell.
Yeah.
Like, oh my god, okay, that lasts a little too intense.
And your skin is glowing in the weirdest way, like you look radioactive.
Shooting laser beams out of your whole mouth.
I'm looking at your sandals. What happened to your toenails? They look like they all blew off. Okay, well, I hope if you need medical attention, please let the production staff know.
Yeah, we'll let the Medicon staff attend to you.
That's a wild orgasm. Okay.
Oh my god, you're walking sideways. Medic.
Yep.
Medic.
The wheelchair? Okay. So
rode that dick like a bicycle. Medic.
Wrist icicle, ride dick bicycle.
Dick like bicycle. Medic, that's I believe that's what the scientific name for her condition is. Ride dick bicycleitis.
You got dick okay, get her out of here. All right, let's get her medical attention, actually, and we'll take a quick break.
420 Day Fiancé. America's so fucking tight. America.
And we're back. And these couples, let's just go over them really quickly into, I guess, these next episodes coming up. What is going to happen here?
Jamie Iris and Elizabeth.
Okay, yes. Jamie and Elizabeth. Big Daddy Iris Basketball.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Big Daddy Basketball with Tiny Tomboy.
And Tiny Festival Friend.
Yes, Tiny Granola Tomboy. And then...
Yo, where the fuck did she come from?
Hot Teacher Keith is with Hot
Wait, that's Matt and Amber. Iris. Right, okay, sorry. Iris and Keith.
And then Christian Greg is with Christian Deanna. By the way, how hilarious when they're like, so are you open to different people? She's like, I want someone black.
Yeah. There was that one white guy.
I love that. That was amazing.
The one white dude, though, and when they were showing the montage of people who didn't make it, when they're like, so what are you looking for? And then like that one white guy was like, so, you know, maybe someone who
is different from me,
like, would you like someone that, so I guess someone that looks like me? It's like, okay. So like with a beard, and he's like, oh no, just someone, you know, with a lighter complexion, similar on so on and forth to me. And it
someone
was so-
who might get sunburnt easily.
Okay, we get it. Someone who maybe when they're a little stressed, they eat a big spoonful of Miracle Whip. I don't know. Someone can check it out.
But so, I am pretty open-minded, you know.
I am open-minded.
Look, my favorite color is white, and my second favorite color is peach, and those are the only two colors I like.
And my least favorite color is brown. Okay, sir, thank you. Jesus Christ, where do you find these people? I don't know. Sorry. If we have another person like that, you're fired. It's hard making these shows. I tell you, I don't envy them. So yeah, Deanna and Greg, they're fine. They're just going to be so stable. It's like not even funny.
Yeah, pretty boring.
Amber and Matt, we'll see. Elizabeth, Jamie, that's going to be fun. That's
that
where
one is going to be like, for sure, a ton of fireworks.
Mm-hmm.
And either it's going to be like a big win or a big messy loss.
Yes. He's, oh God.
He's such a fucking herb. Did you see what he was wearing? That fucking fleece zip up over that collared shirt or whatever.
That's sick. That looks like you're the manager at Washington Mutual, fool. That's what that shit looks like.
It looks like you can guarantee a mortgage loan.
Yes, mother. Are you serious? He looks like the kind of white person who will crush your dreams. Hi, Mr. Gray. Okay. Well, I'm sorry. Unfortunately, we won't be able to finance this loan. Okay. Thank you so
much. No, I didn't look at any of your documents, but I did look at your face.
Okay, sorry. This other gentleman behind you has brought in a fishbowl who we've approved for a $400,000 line of credit on a business loan. Okay. What? Yeah, they'll be interesting. But I do like that look. The fleece with the collar shirt. That's like such.
If they match me up with a dude and then I find out that's the kind of shit he wears, I would be so angry. That's why I could never do a show like that. Cause you can't describe the kind of shit that's like the kind of little shit you couldn't live with. But like,
you wouldn't be able to say that if you had to be on this show and they said, what are some physical, do you have physical deal breakers? First of all, if you had to marry someone.
I guess I don't like it if their arms are disproportionately short.
So you don't like Josh Brolin?
Is that what his deal is? Mm-hmm. I don't like him, but not just...
You don't like my acting teacher from high school either?
Probably, no. I don't like T-Rex arms. That's like a thing I have. But other than that, I don't really have a type. Like if you put all my ex-boyfriends in a room together, they'd be like, what the fuck is going on?
They'd be like, how did you get us in this room together? Please let me go. I'm feeling woozy. How did I get here? Please. What the fuck? Does Sophia
no one leaves until all of you tell me what you did wrong.
Where's my longboard? Please. That's cool. But what about you couldn't say looks? You'd be like, no Herbs. No Herberts.
Yeah, I'd be like khaki and fleece are like, not for me. Like those are deal breakers.
What if they okay, that's it.
Like sandals and socks. No
sandals, it's not and
looks
socks.
You know, it's just like
that's kind of a chill press. Vibe. But what if you what about like floral print basketball shorts?
Miles, you know I would never say no to that. Meow.
Hey. Sick.
No, what I are do your wish, deal breakers? Tell me.
Let's see.
Visual. We're being shallow here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gotta have be curvy.
Can't, okay, but like outfits. Like, can you be like, if this bitch wears this, she's out.
A MAGA hat is one.
Duh.
Just to that chase a lot like aggressive American flag shit.
Can't
even if you
that.
Like even what if I, you like want are proud to, and I get it, you know, because it means different shit for different people, but you know.
No, but what about cowboy hats?
Oh yeah, I'll fuck a cowboy.
You fuck a cowboy hat, girl?
Yeah, why not?
I can't.
That's cool. Who knows? You know, get into it. But only in California. Like, I'm not going to be out in some place I don't know where I'm at and somebody in a cowboy, like a lady in a cowboy hat's like, hi.
No, unless you're legitimately a cowboy, no.
Right. Where you're like, oh, are you into some kind of equestrian sort of activity? And they're like, oh, no.
I manage an investment firm. And I'm like, okay.
I just love turquoise blue leather hats with a lot of bejeweling on it. That's just my thing. Oh, okay. Oh, I get them from China. You can get them from China. They're so cheap. And what you do is you order a bunch at a time. And it's so cheap. I'll show it to you. You just got to search it. I'll show it to you. Okay.
Where did you get the chaps at, though?
Same place from China. You got to get it from this website. I'll show you. You got to know how to search, though. It's so cheap. You won't even believe it. That's what I like. I'd rather just have 100 different things. Well, I guess, you know, with all these possible loves in the air, trying to find a destination. We can only sit back and watch very high. So next time, we'll watch this next episode and go further, learn a little bit more. Maybe we will find more red flags. Maybe the boring people will suddenly become interesting. Maybe they won't. I don't know. You'll have to stick around and find out. Until then, you know, find us on the internet. At 420dayfiance on Twitter and Instagram, and also on Twitch, www.twitch.tv/420dayfiance. And 420dayfiance is a production of iHeartRadio. So for more podcasts, get the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get those podcasts. And make sure you subscribe and rate the show. Make sure we stay on top of the pile.
We need your reviews.
Mm-hmm. Please. Please, because they don't, they want to deny us Dave Matthews. No.
I don't think so. Baby.
Okay. So with that, I've been Sophia Alexander. You can find me at The Sophia, S-O-F-I-Y-A, on Twitter and Instagram. And also my other podcast, Private Parts Unknown, with Courtney Kosak. Oh, and we got some interesting episodes coming up for you. You should tune in. As well as my tune in to my, as well as my stand-up comedy album, Father's Day. So get that wherever you listen to comedy album.
And you can find me, Miles Gray, on Instagram and Twitter at Miles of Gray. That's Gray with an A. And you can listen to me on my other podcast, The Daily Zeitgeist, every day with Jack O'Brien and various dope guests.
Okay, with that, we'll see you next time. Peace out and peace in.
20 Day Fiancé.